So we've had the opportunity of looking at the story of creation and connecting it to our time of communion and the Lord's Supper. We looked at day one with the light, day two with the water, all the way through day five thus far with the sea creatures and the flight creatures. Now let's look at day six. Genesis chapter 1 verse 27 starts and says, "So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, 'Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground.' And God said," verse 29, "I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. And to all the beasts on the earth and all the birds in the air, all the creatures that move along the ground, everything that has the breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food." And it was so. Now on day six, we see that God created land creatures, but his greatest creation came to fruition that day, and that was of man. God created mankind in his own image. Notice that the scripture actually mentions it twice. In verse 27, it says, "God created mankind in his own image, comma, in the image of God, he created them." God wanted us to understand the significance of the fact that man is made in his image. Now, there's so much in verse 27 we can reflect on, but I want us to actually take a moment here and reflect on the beginning of verse 28. Because the beginning of verse 28, it said, "God blessed them." Now, the term for blessing is the Hebrew word barak. And barak literally means to kneel. It is most often considered in the figurative term of blessing, yet the word itself does literally mean to kneel. Now, it's rather interesting when you think about that, and you think about John and his accounting of the gospel. In John chapter 13, it says this. It was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and to go to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world. He loved them to the end. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas Iscariot, son of Simon, to betray Jesus. Notice verse 3. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and they had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, wrapped a towel around his waist, and after that he poured water into a basin. And he began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with a towel that was wrapped around them. Notice that in this passage we see that Jesus came to his disciples' feet and washed them. And in order to do that, he would have had to have what? To kneel. Verse 6 says, "He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, 'Lord, are you going to wash my feet?' Jesus replied, 'You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand.' 'No,' said Peter, 'you shall never wash my feet.' Jesus answered, 'Unless I wash you, you will have no part of me.' Simon Peter replied, 'Not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well.' Jesus answered, 'Those who have need a bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean. And you are clean, though not every one of you.' For he knew," excuse me, "who was going to betray him. And that's why he said, 'Not every one.' When he finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. 'Do you understand what I have done for you?' he asked them. 'You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am.'" Again, in verse 14, we see here that Jesus kneeled to wash their feet, to bless them. And notice what he says in verse 14. "Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you should also wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do so, as I have done for you. Very truly, I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. See, in John chapter 13, what Jesus is doing is he's actually reflecting on the message that we see all the way in Genesis chapter 1. In Genesis chapter 1 and verse 28, when God made man and woman, God what? He blessed them. And so we see here at the time of Jesus Christ, when he realizes that his death is at hand, that he's going to go back to the Father, he takes time to what? To kneel and to wash his disciples' feet. Why? To bless them. And then he accounts to them and shows them that as his messengers, they will be great if they what? If they take the time and serve each other, because then they will be blessed. So as we have this time of communion, what we're here and reflecting on is the fact that this time of communion and Lord's Supper is a reminder of the blessing that our master and teacher started almost 2,000 years ago before he went to the cross. He kneeled and served us. And so as we reflect, as we consider and partake of his body and blood, we're partaking of the fact that we have a God who serves us. Why? Because he wants to bless us and because he loves us. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for your blessing. That, Lord God, as we consider how you blessed mankind all the way back at the beginning, that blessing we find continually throughout the scriptures and was manifested all the way to the death of Jesus Christ and his resurrection. The final act that we see in Christ was to wash, to kneel, and to bless. And his final command we see to his disciples was to go and to serve. Why? Because we know through service we are blessed. And your desire is for us to bless mankind. And there's no greater blessing than to share the message of Jesus Christ. So as we have this time of proclamation to reflect on the blessing of your Son, we pray, Lord God, that we also take to heart to follow the example to kneel and to bless those around us, and to bless each other. We praise you and we thank you in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.